First of all, I offer my humble pranams at the lotus feet of our spiritual masters. Itlai Shriman Bhaktivedanta Shri Narayan Goswami Maharaj Shri Gurudev. And Itlai Shriman Bhaktivedanta Shri Vaman Goswami Maharaj Shri Gurudev. And to entire Rupanam Gauriya Guru Varga and to all the Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, to our guardians. And to Shri Radha Damodar Jiv, whose month we are observing today. Whose month we've been observing all these days. It's Kartik Mas. So on the order of the Vaishnavas, we'll try speaking a few words on the last two shlokas of Sri Shikshastakam. So here we hear that Mahaprabhu, while staying in the Gambira, he would be so much absorbed in the moods of Srimati Radhika. No. Because ultimately, Mahaprabhu, why did he appear in this world? What is the main reason? Although we hear it, Anarpita Charim Shirat, Karuna Vatirna Kalau, Samarpayitu Munnatto Jalarasam Sabhakti Shriyam, Haripura Tasundra Dyuti Kalamba Sandipita. Here we hear this shloka, but still, this Sabhakti Shriyam, that is to give the mood of the maidservants of Srimati Radhika, the beauty of Srimati Radhika's prem, was actually a secondary reason. It's not primary. No. What is the primary reason? The primary reason he came was to relish these three moods of Srimati Radhika. This Radha Pranaya Mahima Kidrishavana Eva Sadhyo Enadbhuta Kidrishavamadiya Saukam Yasya Kidrishavamadiya. Here we see Radha Pranaya Mahima. He wants to relish the Mahima of Radharani's Pranaya. So here what is this Pranaya? We hear that the stages of Prem, there is Mahabhav. There is Prem, Sneha, Man, Pranay. So there is Mahabhav, there is Prem. What is the meaning of Prem? That although there is every obstacle for one's love to break, love increases more and more. It reaches more and more newer and newer heights. Like we hear, no, in Srimati Radhika's pastimes with Sri Krishna, there's every reason for that Prem to break. No, every reason for it. Srimati Radhika is married to this Abhimanyu Gop. Her mother-in-law and sister-in-law are Jatila and Kutila, Saas and Nanad. No, they're always doubting Srimati Radhika. They're always trying to stop Srimati Radhika from meeting Krishna. No, and they're always saying so many things which are so not even so pleasurable to hear. No, they're always saying, oh, Srimati Radhika is very unchaste. She's always trying to meet that black boy, Krishna. And we hear that pastime also, no? That Krishna himself had to, he showed how chaste Srimati Radhika was, how pure she was. Like when we go to Shergarh there, no, when we go to Kelan 1, there the Leela took place. What happened in Kelan 1? Krishna had a headache. He had a big headache and he said, oh, this headache cannot be cured. Only a person, only a lady who is most chaste in her life, who is like the embodiment of chastity, if she brings water in a pot which has 1,000 holes, and only from that water, my headache can be cured, he said. This is the only way I can be cured. Rather, Krishna did not say this. Purnamasi Yogamaya said this. Because she herself wanted to show how glorious Srimati Radhika was. So then when this message was sent out to Vrajamandal, all the gopis, what did they do? They were thinking, oh, Krishna has this headache and we have to bring water in this pot which has 1,000 holes. How is this possible? Then Kutila, the daughter of Jatila, she said, I will do, she said. All of you are useless. I will do, she said. I will go and bring this water and cure this this Krishna of his headache. Kutila actually didn't care about Krishna's headache. She only wanted everyone to know how chaste she was. So then Kutila, what did she do? She took this pot which has 1,000 holes. And then she filled it up with the water of the Yamuna. But what happened immediately? Her abhishek was done with that water. Means this water drenched her from head to toe. She could not do anything. Then she became very embarrassed. And she did not even appear in front of everyone. What did she do? She took the route from behind. From behind, she ran to her house in Javat. She did not even come in front. She was so ashamed. So then Purnamasi Yogamaya said, oh, who is so chaste? Who is so pure? Is it ever possible for any lady to be so pure that she can carry water in a pot which has 1,000 holes without a single drop of water falling. So then, what happened? Srimati Radhika, everyone requested Srimati Radhika. Her sakhis saying, oh please, you have to render this service to Krishna. Because the meaning of prem is that you cannot tolerate the slightest discomfort of your lover, of your Priyatama. So for them, the gopis, what are they ready to do? They're ready to sacrifice their lives millions of times at the lotus feet of Krishna. So then, Srimati Radhika, immediately what did she do? She went. And what did she do? She took this pot which has 1,000 holes, and she took the pot, she took the water of the Yamuna, and then with that water, Krishna was cured of his headache there. So here we see, we have heard many reasons why the water never fell from the pot. One reason is that it is said that the sun himself, actually, because he's a dear devotee of Srimati Radhika, he was actually shining above the pot, and he made sure that not a single drop of water will fall. And also we heard from the Vaishnavas that Anantashesh himself was actually protecting this pot from above and made sure that not a single drop would fall. Means he had like completely covered the pot. So this way, this is the meaning of prem. Despite so many obstacles being put forward, Srimati Radhika does not care, nor does Krishna care. Anyhow, they meet each other, no? Like we hear, no? The gopis are singing this Pati Sutanvaya Vratri Vandavan. They're saying, no, like our husbands, sons, we've given up everything. You know, actually, when the gopis say we've given up our sons, they're not speaking about themselves. They're actually speaking on behalf of others, not their own sons. Because if they had sons, it would be Rasabhas. So when they're saying about the Suta sons, they're actually speaking about the sons of others. Because the gopis themselves don't have any children. And even if some gopis did have children, they were stopped by Yogamaya. And then this mentality of being the mother of certain children was burnt away, this kashai. So this way, what happened? This is the meaning of prem. And then comes sneha. So then in sneha, there's so much, prem melts so much on the darshan of Sri Krishna. Srimati Radhika's heart is melting so much. No, so much so that Srimati Radhika, she tells Lalita that, oh, today I'm very unchaste. Why am I so unchaste? Because I've fallen in love with three different personalities. And Lalita said, who are these three different personalities? Oh, once I saw one dark bluish boy, he was playing his flute. Immediately I fell in love with him. And then second, I heard this name Shyam. So then I was thinking, who is this personality Shyam? Who is he? Who is he? Then I fell in love with him. And then again, I saw this personality again going, herding the cows. And again, I fell in love with him. So how am I chaste? Then Lalita said, actually, he's the same person. The person who's playing the flute, who's going cowherding, is the same Shyam, she said. So in this way, just by remembering this name Shyam, her heart started melting. The nature of prem is that even a source of happiness becomes a source of distress, and a source of distress becomes a source of happiness. For example, when Srimati Radhika is having darshan of Krishna, she's standing on top of Govardhan. At that time, it's so hot. Although Govardhan Hill is very, he makes everything very soft for the gopis. When Srimati Radhika is especially standing on the like near Govardhan, which is the Talhati, which is when she's standing on the plains. That means it's so hot. The sand is so hot. But still, because she's seeing Krishna, and because she's getting that opportunity to see Krishna, she's so happy within herself. Although that is a source of great distress, within herself she's so happy. And sometimes we see that even a source of happiness becomes a source of great distress. No, like when Srimati Radhika, when she's feeling so much separation from Krishna, at that time what do? The gopis apply chandan on her body. But then this chandan immediately dries up and cracks because of her separation. And when she's lying on a bed of flowers, immediately these flowers, they wilt away and they dry. So here we see, this way, this is the meaning of sneha, that her heart is always melting. Like we see, even a devotee also, when he has this stage of bhav appear in his heart, this devotee also, he has three types of desires appear in his heart. The first is called Bhagavat Prapt Abhilash. Second is called Sahrad Abhilash. And second is called Anukula Bilash. And third is called Sahurad Abilash. So in Bhagavad Prapta Abilash, because these moods of Srimati Radhika, a particle of moods, are being transmitted into his heart, what happens? In Bhagavad Prapta Abilash, the devotee becomes so restless to obtain the mercy of Krishna, to have the darshan of Krishna. Because in the Shikshashtakam we listen, no, Yugaitam Nimishena Chakshusha Pravarshaitam Shunyaitam Jagat Sarvam Govinda Virahe Name. This is the mood of Srimati Radhika's Mahabhav. That Yugaitam Nimishena Chakshusha Pravarshaitam. That, oh, even a moment of separation from you is like millions of yugas. Shunyaitam Jagat Sarvam Govinda Virahe Name. The entire world seems so empty for me. Seems so empty and I cannot bear even a moment of separation. In Prem, we see that during meeting, an entire yuga becomes like a moment. No, like when the gopis took part in the Raslila, it is said for one night of Brahma, the entire Raslila took place. And even at Chandra Sarovar. But then that one night of Brahma passed like a moment. But at the same time, in separation from Krishna, one moment is like one yuga. So here, when this mood of Srimati Radhika is entering the sadhak's heart, when this yugaitam nimishena chakshusha pravarshetam shunyaitam jagat sarvam govinda virahe name, when a particle of this mood is entering the sadhak's heart, then what will happen? This bhagavat prapta bilash, this desire will appear. Oh, when will I receive the mercy of Krishna? No, when will I receive his mercy? When will I be blessed? When will I? Because a devotee, he cannot stay alive also without receiving the mercy of Krishna. So Mahaprabhu himself is showing the devotees how one should be so restless to obtain the mercy of Krishna. Mahaprabhu himself in the Gambira, what would he do? In separation from Krishna, he would rub his face against the walls and his face would start bleeding. Sometimes his joints would become elongated and then sometimes they would become contracted. And this way, all these different symptoms would appear. They would lock the gates from outside, but still anyhow, he would jump over the gates and then he would be found amongst the cows. The cows would be licking him. So this way, the devotee who has this Bhagavat Prapta Abhilash, he has this desire. When will I receive the mercy of Krishna? And then he will have Anukula Abhilash. Anukula Abhilash means then he will think, oh, how can I render service to Krishna in the most favorable way? Here in the most favorable way means not with any rasabhas or aparas or rasadushta. Like we hear, no, what is rasabhas? Rasabhas means thinking of Krishna in another mellow, which is different from what your mellow is. What is rasadushta? Rasadushta means, sometimes you see Jarasandh, he's calling Krishna so many names. When Krishna is leaving the battlefield, he's calling Krishna so many names. This is called rasadushta. And what is aparas? Aparas means something which is not really related to Krishna. Like sometimes when the gopis are in the kunja, that time this old monkey, Kakati, what does she do? She's making many sounds. So here you see that Krishna is not directly present in the kunja. So in no way is this related to Krishna, but still this is aparas, means in some way it is related. And then there is uparas. Uparas means something which is near to that sthayi bhav of the gopis, but which is not really their permanent sentiment. Like what is this uparas? Like we hear, no, when gopis, when they met Krishna during the Raslila, they adopted a very submissive mood, dakshinya bhav. So this submissive mood, Dakshinya Bhav, was not very pleasing to Krishna. He was not very happy with this. Because he's actually controlled by the Vamya Bhav of the gopis. This mood, but they're contrary to his desires. So this is called Uparas. It is very near to their Sthayi Bhav, but it is not really their Sthayi Bhav. So the devotee, he's very careful to avoid all these things. Uparas, Aparas, Rasadushta, Rasabhas. And then he will render Anukul Abhilash. He'll render Krishna to Seva with the most favorable mood. With the Sthayi Bhav, which combines with Anubhav, Vibhav, Satyugav, Vyabhichari to produce Bhakti Ras. And then there is Sahurad Abhilash. Sahurad Abhilash means with so much mamata, with more and more intimacy, he's rendering service to Krishna. And then this way with that intimacy, Krishna himself becomes controlled by the love and affection. So here we see this is Sneha. And then there's Maan. Maan means where Srimati Radhika, she externally assumes a mood of jealous anger. But even this mood of Maan is only to please Krishna. Like sometimes Chandravali, she thinks, oh, how can Srimati Radhika be so sulky towards Krishna? Krishna is so soft-hearted. And how can she be so hard-hearted towards him? And then Srimati Radhika is thinking, why should Chandravali be so submissive to Krishna? Does she not know that being contrary to Krishna makes Krishna so happy? And by being submissive to him, he is not so happy. So in this way, there is Maan also. And Maan actually, if you see, is a form of separation. There are four forms of separation. There is Maan, there is Sudur Pravas, there is Pravas, and there is Prem Vaichitra. So here you see, what is Prem Vaichitri? Prem Vaichitra means, we see that the speciality of Prem is such that even though Srimati Radhika is in the direct presence of Krishna, even though she is lying on the lap of Krishna, still we see that when the bumblebee comes and when Madhumangal says, oh, I've chased Madhumangal away, this Madhusudan away, then Srimati Radhika feels so much separation from Krishna that even when he's directly present, she cannot see him. So this is one form of separation. And Maan, as you know, when Srimati Radhika becomes sulky, Krishna himself is falling at the feet of Srimati Radhika, but she's not forgiving him. And Lalita is saying, oh, you, what are you doing? He may go away. And when he leaves, there is so much separation for Srimati Radhika. And there is Pravas. What is Pravas? Pravas means when Krishna goes cowherding, that time what happens? Srimati Radhika feels so much separation. And then the gopis, they speak among themselves. This Venugit take place. And then there is Sudur Pravas. Sudur Pravas is when Krishna goes to Mathura and Dwaraka. So in this way, there are all these different forms of separation. And then there is Pranay. So here, you see, especially Sri Radhaya Pranay Mahima. Kidrisho Vanayiva. He wanted to understand the nature of Srimati Radhika's Pranay. So what is the nature of Srimati Radhika's Pranay? There is, in that Pranay, there is so much intimacy that their hearts become completely one. In the sense, Krishna forgets he is the enjoyer, and Srimati Radhika forgets she is the enjoyed. So this is like Prem Vivarta, where the roles reverse. Where Srimati Radhika, she becomes the enjoyer and Krishna becomes the enjoyed. So this is the meaning of Pranay, where their hearts are completely one. So therefore Mahaprabhu, in the Gambira, he was relishing all these moods. And then he was relishing the sweetness of Srimati Radhika's Prem. Like we hear, no, Srimati Radhika has Madhya Bhav, and Chandravali has Tadiya Bhav. No. Chandravali has Grita Sneha and Srimati Radhika has Madhu Sneha. Srimati Radhika's Prem is like honey. It's wholesome and it's sweet also. While Srimati Chandravali Devi's Prem is like ghee, Grita Sneha. It's wholesome but not sweet like honey. So therefore, Mahaprabhu appeared to relish the sweetness of Srimati Radhika's Prem. And then therefore we see that staying in the Gambira, he would relish these kirtans of Gita Govind, or that Jayadev Goswami had written, and then of Chandidas, Vidyapati, and even from Rai Ramananda Prabhu, he would listen from the Jagannath Vallabh Natak. This way, no, we sing that kirtan every day, this Kalayati Nayanam Dishi Dishi Valitam. Then there, where Rai Ramananda Prabhu is singing, that Srimati Radhika, she is entering the forest to meet Krishna, and moving in such a way that no one can know. It is said during Amavasya, during the dark night, Srimati Radhika is dressed in black cloth by her maidservants. And during the full moon night, during Purnima, she is dressed in white cloth by her maidservants. And this way, Gurudev even describes that sometimes what do the maidservants of Srimati Radhika do? When Srimati Radhika is in her house, they place some thorns in front of Srimati Radhika in the garden. And then they tell Srimati Radhika, from now you must train yourself in such a way that you must tiptoe across all these thorns, because in the forest there are many thorns. So you must walk in such a way that these thorns must not pierce you, because we cannot tolerate even the slightest pain given to your lotus feet. So then these manjaris, they place some thorns in front of Srimati Radhika. And then Srimati Radhika, very carefully, she walks across them. So in this way, because of the assistance from the manjaris, Srimati Radhika, when she's in the forest, she goes past all these thorns to meet Krishna. So this way, Mahaprabhu is relishing all these moods of Srimati Radhika there in the Gambira. Now, ultimately, Mahaprabhu appeared with the mood of Vrishabhanu Nandini Srimati Radhika. Like we hear, there's Vrishabhanu Nandini Srimati Radhika, Samyogini Sri Radhika, and Viyogini Sri Radhika. So when Mahaprabhu was in the Gambira, he was in the mood of Viyogini Radhika, actually. And when he was in Godavari, he was in the mood of Samyogini Radhika. And when he was in Navadvip, he was in the mood of Vrishabhanu Nandini Srimati Radhika. So here, Mahaprabhu is relishing the moods of separation, especially Viyog. Viyog means separation. And whose separation? Srimati Radhika's separation when she was present in Uddhav Kyari. There. Samyogini is when Srimati Radhika was present in Kurukshetra. So when she was present in Uddhav Kyari there, she's feeling so much separation that Uddhav, when he saw Srimati Radhika's separation, he was thinking that how can this be Prem? He was thinking. Prem means to relish so much happiness within one's heart. But here, they're crying and so much in separation. How can this be Prem? Therefore, Gurudev describes Uddhav ran away from there. He only stayed for 10 days in Brajmandal and then he ran away. He said, I cannot understand the nature of Prem, he said. Is this the nature of Prem? Just weeping and weeping and weeping in separation. Then he ran away from there. So this is the, these are the moods that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was relishing in the Gambhira. Now, therefore, we hear, no, the last shloka of the Shikshastakam also, no, this Ashlishava Padra Tapinastumam, where Srimati Radhika is saying that, oh, that even if you can kindly embrace me, or you can, in front of other lovers, you can do as whatever you wish to do. Marmahata karotuva. Marmahat means you can like break my heart. No. Still, mat prananathasta eva. Still you are my prananath. And in no way are you in any way separated from me. So this is the nature of prem. Ultimately, Srimati Radhika is only desiring the happiness of Krishna. Therefore, we see, like we're hearing, no, that even when Krishna was in Dwaraka and Mathura, the Vrajavasis never went there. Why? Because they knew that if Krishna is happy there, then we are also happy. And if he's happy there with the queens, we will not disturb him. But then we were hearing, no, from Gopal Champu, when the messengers would tell Nanda Baba how Krishna was feeling so much separation from the Vrajavasis, they could no longer tolerate. Therefore, they went to Kurukshetra, saying, Krishna is feeling so much separation from us, how can we stay here? We will bring him back. That's the meaning of the Rath Yatra festival. So therefore, Mahaprabhu in the Gambhira is relishing these moods of Srimati Radhika. In such a way, Gurudev describes these moods have not even been described in the Bhagavatam also. But Kaviraj Goswami, very mercifully, has described them in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And who has he heard them from? He has heard them from Raghunath Das Goswami. And who has Raghunath Das Goswami heard them from? From Sarup Damodar Goswami. And Sarup Damodar Goswami directly saw all these transformations that Mahaprabhu was experiencing. So therefore, these moods that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was relishing in the Gambhira is not for the Jivas to taste. Rather, it is only the monopoly, the exclusive right to Srimati Radhika herself. And therefore, we can only hope that one day or the other, a drop of such separation can appear in our hearts. Only a drop. Only a drop can make our lives successful. Vansha Kalpata Rupesha Kripasune Chaitanam Bhagavishnu. Hare Krishna,
Timirandhasya gnanyana salakaya chakshurunmilitam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha vancha kalpataruhasya kripa sindubhai vacha patitanam pavanebhu vaishnavebhu namo namaha Noma Vadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gaurati Si Namaha Jairupa Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Srijivi Gopala Bhatta Das Raghunath Echaye Gosai Kari Charanabandhan Jahayate Vignanas Abhishta Puran Mahabhava Sarupatam Krishna Priya Pariyasi Pramabhakti Pradevi Radhike Tang Namamyaham Radhe Vrindavanadhise Karunamritabhahine Kripaya Nijapadabhya Dasyamayam Vridiyatam Vande Nanda Vridistrinam Padarnum Abhikshnasa Jasanghari Kathodgitam Manati Bhuvanatrayam Jaya Krishna Chaitanya Dayal Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Sri Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bolo Sri Guruji Maharaj ki jai, Guru Parampara ki jai, Ananta Ananta Kuti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Saparshad Gaur Hari ki jai, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu ki jai, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Sudarshan Sanjeev ki jai, Bhaktavinoda Vinayana Narasingha Dev ki jai, Bhaktaraj Prahlad Maharaj ki jai, Sarva Vishvapada Giriraj Govardhan Jeev ki jai, Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan Jeev ki jai, Brajamandal Dham ki jai, Brajavasi Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Jai Brajeshwari Madhishwari Panasari Srimati Radharani ki jai, Ananta Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Saparshad Gaur Hari ki jai, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu ki jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Now is Mahaprabhu within Bhaktas Chaturmasya in Jagannath Puri. Every year Bhaktas are coming Rajyatra time. The Mahaprabhu Rajyatra after Chaturmasya starting, after Kartik Dev Uttan Ekadasi, Purnima, Rasa Purnima, then Mahaprabhu near to the all Bhakta devotees going back. Now Mahaprabhu is near going before there. Mahaprabhu near to many nectar pool, many advice and instruction Mahaprabhu giving. But after going before there, waiting Mahaprabhu's mercies for what? Going continue 8 months, Mahaprabhu's separation and very far, how tolerates, how maintain, how time is going. Now 4 months, they don't know, when morning, when evening, all time within Mahaprabhu, morning Sankirtanam, Mangalarati, after Mahaprabhu going ocean bathing for, and there nice, nice Kirtan, Harikata, after coming Gombira back, Haridas Thakur, there hour to hour Kirtan, Harikata, and afternoon also going Bhogarati Darshan, morning Darshan, many Darshan, and Mahaprabhu within all time Bhaktas, devotees. Bhaktas are also continue chanting 64 rounds Mahaprabhu's strong order. Now going before, like Bhaktas has separation, then Mahaprabhu has more separation. Mahaprabhu staying Gombira, he is only there is Govinda Prabhu, Mahaprabhu sending Kashishwar Pandit also Vrindavan. Then only Govinda Prabhu, Swarup Damodar not all time, Ramananda Rai all time, no. Sometime for, mostly time the giving, sometime other Bhakta devotee, other Mahaprabhu all time, inside Gombira, he is the separation mood. But going before, like Simananda Sen, bringing many, many persons, Adhicharya Prabhu, Sikhanda, Jajigram too, everywhere to all coming. Then Kavikarna Prabhu Goswami is reading Prabhu Goswami Prabhu's all scriptures. Complete year, not possible Mahaprabhu near staying. Therefore, Swarup Damodar Prabhu writing anything Mahaprabhu's everyday Leela, all he is collecting. Who? Kavikarna Prabhu Goswami. Now Rupa Goswami Prabhu writing and Kavikarna Prabhu Goswami reading. Tunde Tandavani Ratim Vitanute Tunda Vali Rabdhai Karna Kulo Kalambini Ghatayate Karna Buddhi Vaspriyam Cheta Prangana Sangini Vijayate No Jane Kokriti Krishniti Varnadvai. Oh, this Krishna Nam, they are dancing, where in tongue, and continue, and chanting, chanting, non-stop. How is this tasteful, this Nam? Million colors, air, yeah, million colors, tongue, God giving, then also not possible glorify, all time is, Harinam glories, Krishnam glories, Radhanam glories. These things is reading, Rupa Goswami Prabhu writing, yeah, Kavi Gaurav Rupa Goswami is, Mahaprabhu very happy. Mahaprabhu say, what I am giving you, you are already giving me very special nectars, Nam Mahima, Nam glories. Mahaprabhu discussing with his Haridas Thakur, all Harinam for. That time, this is called Harinam Chintamani. Bhaktam Thakur collecting and all, printing and distributing. So this Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasavigraha, Purna Suddha Nitya Mukta Abhinatmana Abhinamanya. The Nam chanting, then Suddha Nam, then appears, then what happened then? This Rasa Vigraha Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all type of rasa, everything Mahaprabhu near reserve. Sainta Dasya Sakya Vatsala Madhur and Madhur, Maturati Madhur, Rasaraj Mahabhav. So Mahaprabhu influence, like his glance, Mahaprabhu looking, Mahaprabhu thinking, Mahaprabhu near anybody coming, they are also, without sadhana, nothing need dedicating this prem. Now, this Naam Mahima hearing Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu very happy. Then Mahaprabhu saying, any bhakta, any devotees are, they chanting Suddha Naam. Then Naam and Naam is non-difference. Naam coming near, meaning Nami coming, Krishna coming himself. Krishna present with his all parikar. Therefore, Goswamiji are writing many, many books. That time they have no paper, a pen, a ink, a light and room, any house building, nothing. Rainy season, winter season, summer season, all time they are in Brajamandal working. But all glories are Mahaprabhu continue hearing. Then Mahaprabhu, why is happy? Telling. Mahaprabhu has desire, he came. How can I repay this loan? All are everything offering for me. And they are continue serving. But I not possible I am repay. Yeah, I am serving them, feeling, feeding them. Krishna doing everything, but he is thinking I am nothing. I am not doing anything. Then this bhaktas are asking Mahaprabhu's near. Then Mahaprabhu giving this 8 sloka. Chetudarpanam Arjanam to Asishva Padadam, 8 verses. Mahaprabhu say, Namaite sarvasiddhi hoibe sabar. Sarvakhan japaite vidhi nahi yaar. Kiswayane kibajane kibajagarane. Aranisha chinta krishna balahavadane. Mahaprabhu say, this Harinam Sankirtanam is starting. Day, night, morning, evening, not thinking. You are contaminated this and that, not thinking. Chanting Harinam. And after Harinam, Nam, Prabhu, showing his Swarup. Everything with his appears in heart. And he is giving darshan. His Lila Shakti Parikar, all coming. Now, Mahaprabhu is eight sloka giving. Bhaktas are continuing chanting and remembering, but sometime after, Naam showing his Swarup. This Nishanta Lila to Prata Lila, Madhyan Lila, Sayan Lila, Sayan Lila, after this Maisa Lila, everything one by one is coming. Mahaprabhu say, Pasi Chetudarpana Marjanam. Then as you are looking, watching, who are you? Before, no understanding soul. You try again and again, speculation is not enough. Suddha Harinam, pure Harinam, then first you looking on soul, meaning Swarup Siddhi. Then Vastu Siddhi, possible. First, not looking on soul, no understanding. Body is too much attachment. I am body, This is his speculation. I am mind, this is also not right, but I am soul. So this Shuddha Naam, Chetu Darpana Marjanam, when complete, then is Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Other name and fame, not win and conquer me, only Krishna Naam, Dhare Kata Bol. Kanir, Vitar Diyar Marame Pashrago, Pagal Kurilo Muro, Man. So now saying the Shuddha Naam, all time for praying, Mahaprabhu's Chetu Darpanam and Marjanam meanings, Ashtakal, Yalila, Art Ashtajam, meaning 24 hours, how I will be within Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu, when, how chanting Harinam, which mood it is. Bhaktas are remembering Mahaprabhu and chanting Harinam, then all Lila is coming. Mahaprabhu continue thinking about Krishna Lila. I am thinking Krishna Lila, no coming Krishna Lila, come Maya Lila. Krishna Krishna thinking and Krishna Lila, at time coming Maya, many other Maya Lila. I forget everything. But Krishna not coming. But with only Harinam chanting and praying Mahaprabhu, then Mahaprabhu by mercy, then Shuddha Naam appears, and then Shuddha Naam, one by one, Ashtakal Lila, with this giving relation. And continue new, or Lila, everything appears in heart. There is Mahaprabhu giving everybody's advice. Upon Golar Mala, Sabakare Diya, Agya Dilo Mahaprabhu Krishna Gao Giya. Mahaprabhu, on neck to taking flower garland near Chandan, taking sandal paste, giving everybody. All Jagannath Prasadam, many things Mahaprabhu has, any gift coming, all bhaktas giving. Telling you go back and you chanting Harinam. But how chanting Harinam? Then Mahaprabhu many things is telling. But last he is telling this Harinam, Shuddha Naam, how chanting, therefore you try. Harinam, Shuddha Naam chanting meanings, I am chanting now Harinam, but I am remembering many thousand other things. So, chanting Harinam, why coming my near this other gift and presentation without condition, without any offer? How many things coming, no guarantee. But Harinam chanting, then Hari not coming, not coming Hari Lila, not coming Hari Dham, Hari Jan, Bhakta devotee, not coming my heart, coming only Maya. So this Maya, how can I be removing? Therefore try. Okay, one second, I am chanting Krishna Naam, I am remembering Krishna, praying Krishna's near. After 10 minutes, 20 minutes, then dharana, abdharana mahi, strong. That one by one, mercy is coming, Krishna. But continue, hour to hour I am chanting, all time, never Krishna not coming. And no Krishna's quality is coming. So where am I then? How can I am looking soul? I am meeting with soul, pure soul. I am all time meeting within this Maya. Harinam chanting, Krishna mantra chanting, Gayatri chanting, Dham staying, Mahaprasad eating, everything doing, but my near is coming crazy, everything. All rubbish coming. This is called Namapurad. Careless. Chanting Harinam, then careless. Body is good, mind is good, then chanting good Harinam, mind, body never will be good. Then by force chanting, Mahaprabhu say, practicing, khaite, suite, jatha, jatha, naam loy. Desh, kal, patra nahi, sarva siddhi hoy. Na desha, niyamastasmi, na kala, niyamastatha. Na chesha, grahana do, tannama, grahana divi. continue morning to evening chanting, practicing. And chanting time remembering him. But I am chanting sometimes not chanting, but all crazy thing my near. Nothing good things coming, Krishna is not coming. Krishna not coming. Then Mahaprabhu, then one by one sloka it is, telling this sloka praying and chanting. This sloka praying, next chanting. Oh. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur saying, praying, kabe habe bolo sedino amar. Aparadha gochi, shuddha name ruchi. Kripa bale habe hridaye sanchar. Tinadikahin kabe nijimani. Soishnata gun hridaye tani. Sokale manado apani amani. Hoye asadibo namarososar. Harinam chanting for first is need is patience and tolerance. Name and fame for no running. Any popularity for not running. Any other is glorify. I'm hearing, I'm very happy. Not thinking about this. All time humble. Respecting everybody's. Not waiting for respect. So many things is telling Mahaprabhu, but Mahaprabhu telling this sloka for. And last time, Mahaprabhu say, Loite Govinda Nam, Pajilu Bhavagram, Dekhilam Jogmanar Kule. Mahaprabhu say, I am chanting Harinam, then what looking? Bank of Jumuna. Sam Notabara Range. Sam is now, three bandhu is standing and then playing full loads. And many others is running, going Krishna's and meeting with him. And now Krishna waiting, Krishna calling, but I am saying, no Krishna, I have no time. I am not going with you. I am going in Maya, this is better. They are also calling, they are also waiting. You are calling, you are playing flutes, but what I am doing with you? Other also waiting for me, they calling me. So, problem is this, Mahaprabhu telling, this crossing this Maya, then Krishna Chaitanya love is increasing, coming, getting love, affection, relation, say no. Then how possible? How I am getting this relation? Then Mahaprabhu, again telling, Kirupe namloile prema upajaya, tar swarup lakhan suna ram raya. Mahaprabhu then Tirandubai Suni Sloka is explaining. Vrikha jayam kadilya panina kichuna bolay, sukailya panina mangay. Anybody came near, they respecting, no respecting. Tree has no problem, tree giving fruits. They are cutting tree. Not only cutting, they are all time disturbing, but tree is not telling anything. So anybody like to Harinam, Nam Bhajan, then will be very serious and strong. Sickness coming, weakness coming, many disturbance coming in life, many things coming, but Nam Nishtha. Sankhapuruka Namgan, continue chanting. So Namprabhu looking, he is every day remembering me, calling me, think about me. Then Nam giving, sending fast all types of help. Everything sending. But Nam is not giving his Vraja Prem, Vraja Bhakti. But Nam is merciful, giving them Sadhu Sangha. That Sadhu Sangha, they are nowhere in Anartha. All Anartha pick up and throwing, cleaning. Then last, meaning na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam, na jagadish kamay. No need anything, paying. But then it's still, Loko Nishtambhu Kardavas Granis Namagranis Bhavishati. When that time coming, I'm chanting Harinam, then my heart is melting, meaning calling Krishna. This thing, thinking, remembering, then sometimes thinking, Jugaitam Nimeshano. Oh, million crores years, lifetime gone. I am never thinking about Krishna. No, Swarup Siddhi, then Vastu Siddhi for not thinking. Then other thing, thinking, day is going, night is coming, all day night going, I am happy, no tension. But Bhakta devotee is chanting Suddha Harinam, then they cannot tolerate Krishna's separation. Then the crying, praying, all time thinking, then next, little bit of darshan, after Krishna disappears, then they are more suffering. Say, okay, you are like anybody, no problem, you go there, but I am your, I am not any other. You like me, no like me. You smash me and any other you giving shelter, you are embracing, no problem. Meaning, Krishna's near and dearest with his relationship. This is, then Krishna is very happy. With Krishna direct relation, Krishna never happy. Say, you not learning, not training, taking, you not qualified. You anyhow like me, chanting Harinam. So this Harinam chanting after Harijan, meaning God family, with this will be very sweet relation. And they are giving shelter, they are teaching, then growth coming, meaning bhajan for will be advanced and smart. So Mahaprabhu Chaturmasya, last, everybody is with his talking. Everybody is giving many advice. They are going 8 months. Also Mahaprabhu sometimes saying, okay, you go house, you there is waiting, next month I am coming. You know not coming, I am going there. One time, Pulingambasi and Sikhanda and this Panihati, Raghav Pandit, everybody waiting, Mahaprabhu telling this year coming, January. Winter little less, then Mahaprabhu coming. All are arranging many preparation, complete month waiting, Mahaprabhu not coming. Month is end, Mahaprabhu not coming. Then one day Nishyananda Brahmachari came. Say, why were all are sad? Say, Mahaprabhu then coming, 1 month not coming, all are waiting. He said, no problem, I am bringing Mahaprabhu. You are arranging all preparation, I am cooking, and I am inviting and Mahaprabhu coming. Then Bhaktas are very happy, greedy. They are arranging many things. He is cooking, and one plate offering for Mahaprabhu, one offering for Jagannath, and one offering for Nishingadev. And he is telling, Mahaprabhu came. Mahaprabhu now take prasadam. Then all closing nicely. Mahaprabhu, after door opening, what looking? Oh, one plate, two plate, three plate, everything finished. Nothing there. Then he's crying, Nishyananda. Oh, Prabhu, what happened? You are Jagannath, non-difference. Okay, you taking Jagannath bhog, your bhog. Why you taking Nishyananda bhog? My Nishyananda is now fast, hungry, thirsty. Then sevak without prasadam, what eating? And Prabhu not eating, then how sevak eating? Then he is cooking next, after cooking, cleaning, and then offering Nishyananda for bhog. Not giving Mahaprabhu and this Jagannath. Bhakta has this power. They like pulling, calling, inviting, at them coming, they have love. So Mahaprabhu teaching this. Anybody chanting only, dry chanting, but they have no relation. They have no love. They are not inviting, not calling, not anything arranging, nothing doing. Then after some time, this no more taste, no more greed, chanting for all finish. Bhaktas are all time making dry things, is preparing complete year Mahaprabhu for presentation. Something sweet, something, but every day they are also offering bhoga, nice things, collecting, anywhere hearing good things, bringing, flower arranging, everything arranging, giving Mahaprabhu's for. So Mahaprabhu say, chanting Harinam, no this love, no relation, then where are you? How can crossing Maya? Maya not is possible crossing. Maya crossing for only relationship. Guru Vaishnava within God family within relation. So I am serving and nearby God families. Then no more tension. Maya not possible disturbing and coming. Then Krishna coming, Mahaprabhu coming. Therefore, this Chaturmasya, last Mahaprabhu, this sweet relation, Mahaprabhu glorify, oh, Sita Thakur, these things bringing, Malini Devi, this is arranging, Raghav Pandit, this is arranging, everybody is glorifying Mahaprabhu and giving them more utsah next year coming. Or next year for you serving nicely, more sweetly. Then Jagannath for bringing a presentation. They are not too rich, but poor. But how is poor? They are spending everything for bhaktas, devotees. Also, they are not using oneself anything. Little bit is anyhow maintaining. They are all time Mahaprabhu's service for Jagannath's service for time is giving. So today is this Chaturmasya, like more 2 days. So this Mahaprabhu, how is discussing? Now these things is hearing. Tomorrow next Gaur Pramanda.
Jaya Jaya Jagannatha Sachiranandana Tribhuvane Kare Jar Charana Vandana Jaya 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 Jagannatha Sachiranandana Tribhuvana Kare Jar Charana Vandana Jaya Jaya Nilachale Shankha Chakra Gada Padmadhara Nadiya Nagare Danda Kamandalukara Anadiyana Ajaya Jaya Jagannatha Sachiranandana Tribhuvana kare jar charana vandana jaya. Charana vandana kena bale puravete ravana vadila. Prakasha kare la la ke Shri Radhara bhave be garaya vatara. Hare Krishna Nama Gaura Karilo Prachara. Ajaya Jaya Jagannatha Sachiranandana. Tribhuvana kare jat charana vandana jaya jaya. Vana kare jat Vasudeva Ghoshabale Karijarahata. Jai Gaurase Krishna Sai Jagannatha. Jaya Jaya Jagannatha Sachiranandana. Tribhuvana kare jat charana vandana. Jaya Sachinandanjaya Gaurahari Saparshada Jaya Gaurahari. Jaya Nitai Jaya Gaur, Jaya Nitai Jaya Gaur. Oh, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Oh, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari. Nitai Gaura Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Hari Bol, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hari Hari Bol.